Before I deployed to Afghanistan, Whataburger was the last meal I had. And then when I got back, it was my first meal back in the States, and it was the Chop House Cheddar Burger. It was every bit as good as I remembered it to be. My favorite part's the sauce, and then two patties, cheese, sauteed onions, and then the bacon. Who doesn't love bacon? And as soon as you bite into it, you're like, yep, that's what home tastes like. Whataburger's Chop House Cheddar Burger is my all-time favorite.
Today at Whataburger, we're cooking the sweet and spicy bacon burger.
You can't beat it. It's hot, it's fresh.
The sweet and spicy bacon burger is my all-time favorite.
I love this burger. It's just perfect.
Two beef patties, two different types of cheese, caramelized onions. My favorite thing about this burger is the sweet and spicy pepper sauce and the bacon.
The sweet and spicy bacon burger is an all-time favorite at Whataburger.
That's happiness.
Good evening, everyone. That is Lily White in the background. I'm not exactly
sure. Okay.
Guys and girls, how are y'all doing tonight? Young people, old people, people in between people. Oh my God! It depends what side you're on. You're either having orgasms or croaking over and dying. I'm not sure what to tell you.
How you feeling?
Oh my God! I have not seen the country. And you know what? Even some of the Democrats are excited. They're like, wow, the president isn't really a Russian spy. Cool.
Come on, y'all. I mean, but see. Okay, I'm going to start out with saying, so whatever is actually in the report, maybe it'll get turned over to Congress so they can do their own investigations, because they're going to do it. There's what, like five in the Congress and one in the Senate already?
Well, I think you're going to see a fundamental shift. I think you're going to see the Democrats getting on the hot foot now, because the Republicans want answers to all of this. Because one of the things that's really going to damn the Democrats here is, not only did Mueller say he didn't find anything, but they tried, and Trump and them said, no, that's like, you know, because I remember hearing Rachel Madcow Maddow and Anderson Pooper and a whole bunch of them, Witsy Blitzes, you know, out there. He's going to jail. It's just you're all wrong. You're old man and apology. I mean, big time, pretty much. And I got to say, I have seen, first off, by the way, y'all, someone told me to listen to Sean Hannity. He lost his mind today. He was cussing, screaming, yapping. I mean, he lost it. He was mad as hell. He was crazy. I seen editorials done by at least 40 different people damning the media to hell and back.
You said Hannity? Okay. The media. Okay. Because I'm like, wait, you said he's mad. So you mean Chris Matthews, the Democrat equivalent? Oh, no. You mean the one who was like, all of you are wrong. And you owe him an apology. Okay, go ahead.
Because Hannity just lost his mind. He was pissed. He's been pissed about this for a while, but he had been saying for 3 years. And because everybody forgets, 18 months of Mueller, but there was 16 months of Obama before this. Y'all forget, we reported this. We've been carrying the story for 4 years. So you know, 54 million. No, it's more like 108 million in almost four full years of investigations. And basically trumped up on bullshit charges. Now, the Republicans want answers. Why did this even get started? Obviously, there was nothing here, no evidence for this. Oh, well, Trump impeded. No, he didn't, because there was no crime committed. Okay, Democrats, just in case you didn't know this.
So the 12 Russians that were indicted under the Mueller investigation, not Trump, not, you know, come on. What I want to know is why.
But it's worse than that, because without a crime, he can't actually be trying to stifle the investigation. See, I love the Supreme Court guy today. He was just hilarious. So let's see, they said, well, Mueller left open that Trump might have tried to, tamper with the findings, obstruct. But like the guy said, if there's no crime, there's no obstruction. And obviously there was no crime, so there can't be obstruction. He said, so Dems pushing this just makes it even worse.
About the investigation itself under the Justice Department.
So, you know, that's the whole thing. Now they want the investigation investigated. They want the investigators investigated. Matter of fact, Lindsey Graham was calling for a new special counsel to investigate the investigators. Mueller seemed to be doing his job. I mean, none of us knew what was going to come out of Mueller. I mean, you heard a lot of horror stories about this guy. We do know he's friends with Comey, but I did see he was smart. He took the high road. So he said, okay, look, Trump, we're going to cut you a break here because you didn't collude with Russians. That was my good friend Comey, so I can't actually make a decision on whether you're guilty or not when it comes to that. So collusion's pretty much off the table now. Will the Mueller report be made public? I would say this. When the Democrats release the Ken Starr report, then they can talk about releasing the Mueller report. Because you do know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the Ken Starr report. Remember Bill Clinton and the Ken Starr report? It's still not been made public. 20 years later, it still hasn't been made public. Because the Democrats passed a special bill to keep it a secret.
Joe, can you remind people what Ken Starr was?
Ken Starr was a special prosecutor that was enlisted to find out whether or not Uncle Bill got his wiki-wicked in the White House or in the Oval Office, which we all know he did because he basically confessed to it. But unfortunately for him, a lot of other things were uncovered in that investigation. If they would have been made public, he would have been in trouble. So they're still to this day locked down tight. They will not release this stuff. So really, why should the Republicans even give in on this? If they're not willing to give in on the Ken Starr report, I'm saying, what the hell? Kiss off. Don't worry about it. And on top of that, I can tell you what's really going to happen here. Barr is going to release some more stuff in a couple of weeks. He's going to go testify in Congress. And what he's going to say is a lot of this, unfortunately, because, you know, in case you don't notice, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of our intelligence people worked on this. What was it? 38 different people from the intelligence communities plus 49 FBI agents. They don't want to put these people at jeopardy. So releasing this to the stupid Congress would put all these people at jeopardy because they would go give it all to the media. And the media don't care. We've seen that. You know, so it's not going to happen like that.
Cory Booker even said, I'm going to have my, what was it? It starts with an S. It was a whatever moment.
I'm watching Dateline the other night, Dateline NBC, and I'm listening to Democrats talk about, well, if we can't get Trump out this way or that way, we may just have to, the economy may just suddenly get bad.
Right.
Okay. They said this under Bush, and then we had 2 years, which started one of the worst economic disasters in our country. Because everybody forgets Bush's 6 years when it was all Republicans was great. The country was booming.
Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't pretend they didn't successfully pass their own tax cut bill. That's all the country's revenue. Yep. No.
I'm glad you brought up the tax thing too.
And we explored that.
You remember 3 weeks ago when we were hearing from the CNN and ABC and CBS and NBC about, everybody's getting less money. Guess what? Come to find out that was a total lie.
Joe,
now people are actually filing their taxes to get far more money.
The Bush tax cuts were different. That was truly to the 1%. But the Trump tax cuts were for everybody.
They got to get their money, people.
That ain't
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you, this is a serious question. Why are everybody anti the 3% of our country? Because we're not the 3%. We're not even a nation. We're just a little. We're Venezuela.
Oh my God! No, we're not. Don't
you go without the companies that make this country. We're Venezuela. Oh, we're Russia.
We
even
have a command economy where the government dictates what goods we get. Sure, show. Okay, go ahead. No. Don't sit.
Russia or China. I mean, without the industry that makes America the country it is, without the founders, without the people who really innovators. What are we going to do? Yeah. We're starve to death?
You want to get into it? Do you really?
Why do you want to hate on the rich people? Rich people have to exist so poor people can exist.
Oh, well, that's part of the problem. But the solution is not all that clear either. But in terms of going after the wealthy, and the history
hold on. This guy's writing in. He said, ask Lily White if she thinks everybody in America should get $1,000 a month.
No. Why? For what? From who? Me? My taxes? How? See, no.
You misjudge Lily in that. She's a liberal. She used to be. She's an ex-liberal wannabe. I don't know what we call it. The politics ain't quite as clear as they used to be in the old days. We're kind of more mixed up today than we used to be.
Yes.
It's kind of like the LGBT community, you know, that's how politics
is. Don't go there. Don't compare. Don't do that, please. But either way, I was like, wait, yeah, everybody gets $1,000. From where? So no, I'm not.
Russia's going to pay for it, damn it.
I am 26, but I'm not my fellow dumb folks who are like, oh yeah, free this, free that. It ain't free. I make more money than my peers. Okay. So no, I see how much money I'm not getting because of my taxes, let alone all the things I got to do for my child. Because I had a child with my peers. Well, not. Okay. I'm old. And y'all don't understand old millennials. We're trying to get where y'all were before in a world that is a little more populated and stacked against us in terms of variety of things.
I've actually seen the millennials. actually taken a swing lately. I got maybe, because you know, the millennials top group are now, what, 35 or 36 now.
Exactly.
So they're starting to take a swing at the world now. They're like, you know what, hey, you know, I noticed the ones 32 and up now are starting to really take a swing. Not that some of the young ones aren't. I don't want to hate on everybody, but it's hard. You know, the younger, when you're in your 20s, it's tough, people. Unless you got somebody really walking you through it, there's a lot of shit you got to learn just to make it in the world.
Because the world has changed so much.
It has changed. And now you got other things to worry about that you didn't have to. There's different types of dangers and threats in today's society than they were when we were kids growing up. And some of them are worse and some of them are better, but still they're there. And it has to be dealt when people have to. Well, thank you, Mary, for poking me. I'm sorry. It just popped up on my screen. Anyway, you should keep that stuff. See how I am ADT. I can't help myself. Anyway, getting to some real news. Bannon, Trump is going full animal now after Mueller probe. I love that crap. Bannon is nuts, man. You know, he kind of looks like an old Bruce Banner, by the way. That old fat white guy. I can say that because I'm an old fat white guy, so I can say he's an old fat white guy.
Yeah, which one?
Oh, we're talking about Bannon. He's like, he's doing God thing. He's got the mic in his mouth like this, and he's got his hand. Actually, Dennis is writing in, wants to know, what do we think about Avenatti?
Yes,
oh, God. Trump is at home. Now, ladies, I might have to move this, elevate this show to a rated show, but Trump's at home right now.
No.
I hope. What's her name? Melania's out of town or something. I'm sorry. Because the man's got to be just... I mean, he's got boom, 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 three in a row today, and he's just like... The Israel thing's a big deal, which we'll talk about in a minute. The Mueller report's a big deal. And, of course, Avenatti's looking like 99 years in prison. Right.
The Dems were like, Avenatti for president. And now, oh, you're going to jail, baby. The foreign lawyer is going to jail.
Linda was telling me this afternoon, it does seem to see like a lot of the people who were given trouble in this are starting to fall down pretty hard. And we'll see, people. There's a long way to go to 2020. As it stands, when every president that was at I think 3 or 4 points lower than Trump is right now won their next election. Trump's actually 4 points higher or 5 points higher than Obama was at this time. And he's riding a lot more victories coming in second election. So unless something drastically changes, you're going to probably see the Dems lose the House, Republicans gain more House in the Senate, and Trump stay president. And then you'll see a lot more things change in our country. But I do agree with Bannon here. You may see Trump going full animal after this. Oh, by the way, he's going to get his wall because the Dems have conceded that they're not going to get enough votes to get overturn his veto vote. And wait, some of the people who voted against it voted for the to get rid of it the first time won't vote the second time. They're like, nah, he beat y'all. Too bad. I told the rainy beginning. This is what he was doing. Come on, people. I'm a nobody and I can figure this shit out. It's not that complicated.
It's really not, but I mean, I love how the Democrats, including the governor of California, will go down to a segment of San Diego and say, look, it's fine. We're right near a border crossing, a manned border crossing. However, that area nearby was crime-ridden, 40, 50 years ago? And now it's fine because, they built wall. They built border for a country. Just like the English are like, Schengen zone, I don't have a border on my country, free travel. No, I want to control my country. Shocking.
It's Newton, is that your name? No, you're just kind of weird the way you wrote that. Newton wrote in and said, what do you think would happen if the Democrats now try to go full out impeachment on the president? It's kind of left field in the middle of the conversation we were having here, but... I don't know. I mean, right now it'd be suicidal. There's nothing they have on him anywhere. And if you go after his businesses, it's going to look bad because Trump made a point today. Is it from now on, is this how every president is going to be treated? It's going to be everything investigated from now on. So, Dems, you're not thinking of what you're doing here. Okay, just like when you used the nuclear option under Obama, you never thought the Republicans were not going to return the favor? Of course they were.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to – okay, so, Joe, I'm surrounded by Democrats in D.C. It's a Democratic place for the next 10 years.
But
my family and all these people, you know, we're friends with Hillary and Ellen Norton and blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to tell them All right, so y'all really hate Trump. Hate him. Can't see the good things he does. Though we don't like him as a person, he's doing some good things. Either way, do you not see the precedent that you all are setting? If you do this, when you lose and someone else is in power, they can do that and then some. Because you aren't defeating Trump, you are undermining the country. Rather than pointing out and tackling the things Trump points out in terms of, why can't I pardon myself? Wait, full stop. The president can technically pardon himself. Let's do that. Let's protect ourselves from that versus finding ways for people like him to do the things that y'all don't want him to do. You're just making it so much easier. It's so stupid in every way possible. Joe, come on.
I agree. And the Dems, but the Dems, they've been on a death spiral since Obama's second term. I don't know what it is. It's just, they can't seem to, I mean, come on. Anytime you start talking about, anytime you start talking about letting 16-year-old vote, you got an issue. Okay, look, people. Now, let's be honest about this. Do you really want New York and California deciding what goes on in this country for the rest of time being? Because if you get rid of the Electoral College, that's what's going to happen. Only New York and California will decide. And wait, and after about two decades, finally Florida and Texas will be big enough to take those over. So then they'll have to change the rules yet again to keep the power. So this is the Democrats' agenda right now. Let 16-year-old votes, let felons vote, let all illegal immigrants vote. Come on, and let's do away with the Electoral College. Is this the country y'all want to live in?
Let the illegal immigrants in, and then make it so they can legally vote in a country that is not theirs.
Yeah, I just don't know. You know, we know they estimate 3 to 5 million illegals voted in California alone. They figure somewhere around 11 million in the United States voted. I'm thinking, well, that sounds like a lot. That's last I heard, that was all the illegal immigrants in the country. So somebody's lying somewhere. But regardless, they figure at least 5 million for sure. That means Trump won even the regular election.
Joe, let's work with the 11 million number. There are 330 million Americans. So isn't that like 1%?
That's the thing. It's not a lot. It's but it is enough in certain states to make a difference. You know, places like Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. Well, not so much in Texas, but Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado. Those illegals can make a difference in the elections.
No, you know what? You know how serious that is. When I lived in Arizona and moved back to DC, I had to get a whole new ID, start from the scratch up, because DC has the Real ID Act. Some states have it, where you go through the process similar to vetting for a passport. While Arizona, I know them illegals can get it out there. I don't trust it. Sorry.
I know, but it's a thing. What's this one though, Sinan? We already talked about Abigail, guys. We're not real big fans of Stormy Daniels' lawyer. We knew he was an idiot from day one. Lily and I have talked about him more than once. He was going to probably end up in jail, and that looks like where he's going. As far as what you're talking about, Wade, the Watergate lawyer, I did see that earlier. But you have to remember, he's the one that predicted that Trump colluded and would be going to jail. He said, oh, Trump did all of this stuff, and he was going to go to jail. And now, of course, Mueller is saying no. So I wouldn't put much stock in him either.
And for the people who say, oh, Mueller is friends with Comey, okay, well, Comey was a Republican, and he also brought out that opened investigation again over Hillary because Huma Abedin lost her laptop and her husband's stuff was on it a week before the election, so Democrats don't like Comey either. So the whole friendship with Comey doesn't help y'all. Nobody likes Comey, Democrats or Republicans, so whatever. Stop it. And the mainstream media Democrats who are talking about some cover-up conspiracy. That's way more interesting because I love those. That would be more interesting than him actually colluding.
Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry, guys. I got the studio windows open there. It's nice outside. And I live in the country, people, and we're still hearing that. That's just sad.
Man. Wow. I've never heard that before.
Socialism seen as the biggest threat to the Israel and the AIPAC. You know what? There's a couple of things about this that irritates me. First off, I am glad to see the president make Jerusalem put our move our capital there because it should have been there. That was the deal we made 50 years ago. And giving the Golan Heights back to Israel was the deal in the beginning. So now everything's back to start. Now they can start wheeling and dealing and see what kind of deals
can cut. Wait, big stop when it comes to Israel and deals, because the Israelis took way more land than the 1948 British mandate in terms of them establishing their state. It has not been equal since the beginning. So,
well, it shouldn't be, because everybody forgets. We can't go back to recent times. When you talk about the Jews, you've got to go back 2,000 years.
No,
okay, they owned a big chunk of the Middle East back then. So, you know, it's only fair that they at least claim part of their empire back, just like Turkey did, just like Iran did, just like Iraq did.
Out of, by modern rules, they lost it. So I don't want to hear it. And by modern rules, they took more than they.
No, actually, by modern rules, they took over the entire Middle East in 7 days and they gave it back. So technically, they already did right. Because everybody forgets about the Seventh-day War when Israel just rolled over, saw the whole bunch of them. They rolled over like eight countries in a matter of 7 days, just rolled right through.
Wait, Joe, what are you referring to?
The Seven-Day War.
Okay.
So Israel. So, I mean, if they were to keep everything they took in the Seven-Day War,
there were three big wars in the Arab-Israeli conflict. No, Joe, we got to give them some history. There are three big wars in the Arab-Israeli conflict. And I think you're talking about the second one, which is a massive, very beautiful study today, tank battle. I believe that was the second one.
It wasn't a tank battle. It was more like they just rolled over everything. It wasn't even a battle. It was sad.
That beautiful. However, they lost.
Israel could own the entire Middle East. They didn't lose anything. The United States asked them to return it. In order for our protection, they asked them to return it. And that's what they did.
Well, that's living here.
So they said, okay, if you give this back and calm things down in the Middle East, because, you know, Americans believed until recently that that's where Armageddon's going to be fought in the Middle East, because that's what you're taught in church. That's what, you know, blood up to the horses is vital.
That's the whole
so
science.
For a lot of the older people in this country, that's a touchy spot. So for younger people, not so much. We don't give a shit if the Middle East nukes itself. We're all like, what? Yeah, if you're stupid, nuke yourself. You deserve it.
Care in terms of people, but no, the religious thing, that's the funniest part. These, okay, America is a Christian country and we got to support Israel, and politically we helped establish the country, we took it over from our parent country, blah blah blah. So there's that side, and that's where the whole, remember our discussion about nationalism?
Yes.
That's where I had an issue in terms of the definition. So yeah, there's nationalism in all these different countries, but the Israelis have secondary citizenship. If you are not Jewish, that is offensive to all American sensibilities. Now, that one Palestinian, I don't know if she's Palestinian, but the other woman that has been causing a stir, she hasn't been putting that forward. She's been putting other stuff forward, which is, I can't support her. But in terms of what the Israelis have done through the history of the past 60 years, no, I can't support you because you're wrong in terms of all these other areas. Now, I'm going to support you as a presence, as an ally, just like the United States is allies with Saudi Arabia, who is the antithesis of American values. But we have, hopefully, a positive influence on them.
Yeah, we hope. Marion Roma writes in and asks if Omar should be removed from Congress. What is that based? Oh, you mean because her recent comments about Jews. That's terrible. Yeah, I know. They were protesting her just yesterday, or was it Saturday? She was at some committee, some Muslim committee, hating on. I don't know how she's going to stay in Congress if she keeps hating on Jews. Sooner or later, they're going to have to rip them. They're going to have to take her out.
Right?
They can't keep letting her do that.
She's not going along the lines that she needs to. She's not even.
She can't seem to get control over her mouth, which is going to overload her little ass. Because remember, House gets revoted every 2 years. She's already been in. It'll be a year pretty soon. So she's on her last year. And if the Republicans keep up what they're going, ain't none of them getting back in. One of the questions asked earlier, if we thought any of the, you know, like if the two Muslim women and, of course, Mrs. Alexander would get reelected.
Well,
Cortez, I don't know, because she's under investigation now. She's been removed from the committees by what's-her-face, Nancy Pelosi, and she's under investigation now. So we'll see where that goes. Omar's also been removed from some committees.
But AOC is still the face of the party for the younger generation, which is sad.
It is. If the younger generation believes in that, they're doomed. They might as well go on with yourself. See, that's the problem, though, and this is what I've been learning recently, even with the young party is just like the old party. And people, this is where people get confused, I think, a lot of times. Oh, young people prefer Democrats. No, young people prefer what their parents preferred for the most part. Not all of them. but the majority of them do. Joe. So when you hear these kind of conversations, especially at ages between 16 and 21, they really almost always vote along family lines.
Okay. Well, Joe, let me tell you something else, a different view that we need to take on as generations get smarter. People ally with their own self-interest. So I switched to Republican after I graduated college.
But however, for the most part, your self-interest usually follows a political view.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is when I was in college, Obama was president. And guess what Obama did? He cut the interest rate on my student loans from 6% to 3%. And he made them forgiven after 10 years. Yeah, great for me. And amongst other things, keeping me on my parents' insurance. So I'm 26, which didn't actually happen for me. But that's a whole other point because my situation is unique. So younger people would side with the Democrats under Obama. But then we get older. And now I have all these benefits. Still got to pay my student loans for the next 10 years. Fine. Totally fine. Because I'm also not as scared and I'm making money. 20,000 more than the average. So I'm looking at that one side who is like not caring about the bathroom so much, but caring about when I go out, I'm not going to get shot up or bombed by these terrorists, and the ones who are giving me tax breaks and, you know, handling business. You know, so that's kind of why I went Republican. I don't agree with everything they do at all. However, my life interests more align with Republican sensibilities, and it is what it is. Actually, still glad with Democrats against you, Joe, on a variety of issues, and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. Ada, I missed that question. So how the hell did you write that again?
Type it again, baby.
Yeah, because I lost it. So I saw it. So I had it on my screen, but I moved it to look at something else. And giving me, y'all with these screen names sometimes. Jesus. Sorry. Somebody just sent me, they just wrote a song about what happened today and how great it was for Trump. Lord have mercy. I don't even know what to think about that, people. As far as if AOC is going to get back in, let's wait and see if she gets kicked out for crimes first.
Wait, real quick, bro. If you guys want something a little longer, if you guys have ideas about what we should talk about on the show, send it to Lilith White, LilithWhite, @gmail.com, because I have not received anything from you guys, and it's disappointing. Yeah. Let me reply to you directly. Come on, bring it.
Hey, guys, pay attention to South America, because there's some stuff going on there. I know that for some reason, NBC and CBS, and I don't know, they just don't want to talk about it. Right now, Russia's trying to put troops, just like they did in the Middle East. They're trying to put troops in Venezuela. The U.S. cannot actually allow that to happen. We will probably get extremely upset about that. We'll probably cut off the entire Gulf of Mexico to them and warn them of any planes encroaching on any of our allies' airspaces will be shot down. It's one of those things that, you know, we just can't allow. Mike Pompeo warned Russia today, the United States will not stand idly by if Moscow inserts military personnel into Venezuela.
So imagine if the Russians have troops moving there and the Democrats are like, I don't care, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is dating back to the Monroe Doctrine. The Northern and Southern hemisphere of the Americas is our territory. Screw off. You want another Cuban Missile Crisis? So imagine if the Dems are like, no Russia in Venezuela. Well, okay. So yeah, well, they didn't do our elections in terms of Trump. They did other ways. But you're more concerned about Venezuela versus our border. However, if we fix problems in these countries, then less people will be trying to get here. However, that's not what the Dems are going to be positioned to do. So imagine the position for the Democrats. So Russia wants to help with this socialist country. And I want better for the Latinos. That's what I'm politically aimed for. But however, I would like them in this country so they'll vote for me. This border crisis is, I'm saying it's a BS. However, with the conditions in Venezuela and other countries, I mean, the logical loops that they would have to jump to say anything about that situation, honestly, whether they're pro-Russia putting troops there or not, it's ridiculous.
Well, anybody pro-Russia down there needs is we could should be removed from our Congress and removed from our country. I mean, didn't we just have 4 years of the Democrats say, oh, Trump's a Russian, he needs to go. Well, you know what, guys, if y'all let Russia down there, you're a Russian and you need to go. I mean, let's just be honest about it. In the end, thank God that Trump does not have to rely on Congress to declare war if something like that happens. He can do a police action or a strike on for 90 days without Congress's approval. And by then, we're committed.
Joe, have you seen Vice? That movie that almost won a bunch of Oscars?
Mm. Almost won a bunch.
You have to go watch it. You have to go watch it. Just
I don't know if I watch movies that almost win now, you know.
Joe,
I'm just teasing.
So unitary is something. Anyway, so the powers of the American president are actually officially on paper tyrannical after the Bush administration. Like, I was freaking out about the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, but unitary, hold on, let me look it up real quick. I can literally look at Vice. Everyone can do this with me. Unitary executive theory. Unitary executive theory, Joe. Okay, so the theory that the American constitutional law, the president possesses the power to control the entire executive branch. Do you know what that means? So that's not the Congress. That's not power of the purse because they're legislative. It's not Supreme Court because they're judicial. But that's kind of like everything else from the president to the police on your street, because they are the first hand. They are the hand of the executive branch. And as of the Bush presidency, Bush 2, baby Bush, that's, I mean, it was constitutionally true, but it is explicit in the law, let alone what Obama and Holder did. But we knew some of what Bush did, but it's way worse than we thought. The president can tell the police to do X, Y, and Z. And if he combines different laws, like the Patriot Act, the NDAA of 2011, and certain other provisions of the Constitution itself, and interpretations, like, we are living, we could easily live beyond Orwell, like concentration camps, not even kidding, for American citizens. Like, the laws in place already in our country are really, really scary. And Vice kind of unified that for me. I was like, well, that's the tipping point. The president can bomb other countries, and he can indefinitely hold American citizens and declare emergencies, national emergencies, and martial law. Come on, man.
Yeah, I gotta spank Yahoo News real quick because they wrote this thing about Mueller report becomes Trump's reelection weapon. Okay, Yahoo, come on, really? The Dems and the media weaponized this for 2 years, actually for 3 years. And you're bitching because Trump's doing it now? What? See, it shows you the hypocrisy. Media's in trouble, guys. Y'all should know this. But the media, like NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, are in big trouble because for 3 years they talked about how guilty Trump was, how bad Trump was, how Trump was going to jail. They got challenged the other night. Someone challenged him on race. They couldn't come up with any race. And a guy was saying, you'll never get the black vote. He said, I got 8% last time, or 18% last time. He said, I'm going to get at least 30 or 35% this time with the lowest unemployment in history of blacks and in Hispanics. I'm telling you guys, he's going to win in a much bigger margin than he did last time. Unless something major happens, he's going to probably win 35 states. Maybe he might even surprise you and get in some Democrats' pretty deep pockets because.
But hey, Joe, you just said the Mueller report isn't his way to the 2020. So you're saying he didn't even need that. He'd get it regardless.
Oh, he would have got it regardless with right now. I mean, there's no candidate that the Democrats have that got anything to say. They can't boast anything. Who, Kamala Harris? She's a racist. And any issue, Trump will destroy her in a debate. And who else are you going to get up there? But I mean, really, most of the people you see running for president wouldn't be able to stand toe to toe. Come on, Hillary Clinton was having a hard time doing it. And she's the bitch from hell. None of these people have near the political experience Hillary's got.
No, see, Hillary was trying to be the better person. We need someone that'll get dirty with him.
No, he don't really. See, that's what they were saying the other day. He's in a position now. He don't even have to play dirty. He can ignore him for the most part now because the Democrats look like fools. They got mud on their face.
Yeah, he'll ignore him until there's a threat because this is Trump. So once they're the actual candidate, let alone once they're starting to gain in the polls, Trump ain't stupid. He's going to find a way.
In Democratic polls, in Democrat polls, Trump's sitting at 42%. In Republican polls, he's sitting at 56%. Nationwide, he's somewhere around 46 to 48, depending on who you want to believe. He's killing almost every president in the last 20 years except for Reagan. He's even beaten Clinton's numbers. So I don't see, I mean, unless something major happens, and this is, wait, we haven't seen the poll number since he's been vindicated. Let's see what they say next week or the week after. He might even break 50%. So this is the problem for the Democrats. We got a great economy, and they've said theirself publicly, they thought they might need to crash the economy just given they've said it on more than one show. So now it's on public record now. They're backing socialists, which is automatically pissing the country off. There's so many things that, you know, Trump's being done, and now the Democrats don't want to pass any of it, including his two new trade deals with Mexico and Canada. They don't want to ratify them.
USMCA, that would be great if they would. But no, we don't have to worry about what's been going on now because the people have been too busy taking care of their families or trying to pay attention to what you just mentioned outside of the USMCA because that affects their jobs. Yeah. Mine too, actually.
You know, It's and it amazed me about the Democrats. Oh, we got the guy we wanted. He's going to do the right job. Now, he did the job. Now, oh, we need this. We know, guys. He did the job, and you got slapped in the face. Just end the story. Let's move on to something more enlightening for our country. Let's stop fighting for while you lost. Accept your loss. See, that's the problem. They still haven't accepted Hillary Clinton loss or the loss that they didn't get the Senate, that they gained seats and sitting. They barely got the House with 26 seats.
Was their real candidate, honestly.
You know, they tried to tout a big win in the House, but they only gained 26 seats. I mean, come on. That's not a huge win.
But, Joe, think about it. Think about it for a second. They rejected Bernie, plotted against him, Wasserman Schultz, you know, illegal stuff against Bernie.
And no one knows. And all that's going to be investigated now, by the way. Now that this is out of the way, they're actually going to investigate quite a lot of stuff. They got 2 years before the election, and they're fixing to come down on the Democrats, guys.
Right.
The Dems have the House, but the Republicans have the Justice Department.
Part of why it was so hard for them to get elected was half of their electorate wanted Bernie, and we know that they screwed him over. So then they gave them.
What's gonna happen this time? Bernie's running. Joe Biden's running.
Bad example.
I mean, who do y'all think's gonna win, Joe Biden or Bernie? And if they give it to Bernie, that just gives the election to Trump.
It doesn't necessarily.
Oh yeah.
Well, it wouldn't have last cycle. I don't know this cycle.
It would have done either cycle, wouldn't have mattered, because this is how it really comes down to it. The Democrats who can't vote socialist just wouldn't have voted. So it would have just been a landslide for Trump.
No.
People assume that because they're Democrats, that Democrats are going to vote for socialists. They're not. At least two-thirds of the party are not going to vote socialist. They're just not going to do
it. It wasn't about that. It was the fact that Donald Trump and Bernie actually agreed on a variety of topics, including trade and American jobs. They just had different viewpoints. So then you get the young people with Bernie, and you get some of the people that would have voted for Trump if they listened to Bernie. And you get the black vote because Bernie.
But you weren't going to get Hillary's people. You know, you're not. We're going to get any of them, and without them, you didn't even have a chance.
Hillary's people couldn't win it.
But that's what I'm saying. Without Hillary's people, Bernie wouldn't have had a chance. And that's the same thing this time. And right now, in case y'all didn't know, even the Democrats admit to this. Trump's electorate is way bigger than it was in the last election. He's actually gained. Right now, he's probably got the 75 million votes to win the election. So I don't know, people. I mean, people's businesses are growing. People's colleges are growing. Schools are doing better. The tax returns were better this year. And, you know, Democrats tried. And that's another thing. That's more dishonest media. The media started back in January and February saying, oh, everybody's are smaller. And then we find out now, because the IRS released it, that no, on average, everybody's getting quite a bit more money, about 12%.
Okay, so put it to you this way. So mine, like I tell y'all twice already this broadcast, I make 20K more than my counterparts of my age. However, I also have a child. That means I'm paying for life insurance and school and what have you. But I also get the income credit. So I made too much money for the earned income tax credit.
Yeah, that sucks when that happens.
I got more money back from my taxes and also paycheck so that I could put it towards my 401k. So I'm in the same position, but I'm still in a better position when you look at the full picture.
Yeah, and you're going to see a lot more of this. More people are making money now. Actually, I have no idea how to say your name now. So what you're telling me is you're black and you're making far more money under Trump than you did under Obama. Of course you are. Everybody is. It doesn't matter what color you are. Everybody's making more money under Trump. Because Trump did a couple of things that allowed businesses to spend more money.
People forget. People my age.
Well, you know what? How are you? How old are you?
26.
Not you. I know how old you are. I was asking the person asking the question, how old are you? 29. Okay, well, you're only 3 years older than me. Got two kids. Where do you live? D.C. Well, y'all could be friends, man. You probably don't live.
What's your career path?
She's making. She says she makes $68,500 a year. She does get some help from the.
What is her career path?
She won't say. At least she hasn't said yet.
That's the thing. That's why I chose my career path. Because I was like, I studied these two things. Gotta stay in school. I'm not going to make the money. I can do this.
She's a graphic artist.
Oh, I got the hookup for you. But no, that's actually average for your career. You have to look at your career and what the median for the area. DC is way too expensive. It's top three.
Yes, it is. Top five. Ridiculous.
New York, DC, San Francisco. Yeah, no, San Diego, top four. Top five. I forgot the other one. We pay too much money here. So you're going to suck. Your life is going to suck like mine sucks in terms of like living like we should be living. However, you can do a variety of things. I'm not saying side hustle. You got two kids. However, it's really the career path. But the graphics artist thing, it really depends on what you do with that. There's opportunities, but we have 10 minutes left. Joe, go ahead.
Well, you know, just thinking, quick thing for y'all. I live in Louisiana, New Orleans, so if I install a hot water heater for somebody, say like a 40 or 50 gallon tank, the tank will run them $400 or $500. We'll charge $300 or $400 to install. So about, we'll say $800 to $900 in DC. That same thing, same product, same everything. You're looking at almost $3,000.
Thank you.
That's the difference. Yeah. It's no different. It's no harder to install. There's no more tighter regulations. It's the same exact tank you would get here, but that's what it would cost you to do it there. It sucks, people, but it's DC. It's expensive. But man, last time I ate a hamburger, that was $12.
New York, San Fran, it's San Diego, it's Miami. Yeah.
Right there in that main strip that cuts through the city.
Find the man. Equilibrium, wage. There are a lot of factors.
Actually, I did, Gene. I stayed at the Mandarin last time. It was a great hotel. Yeah, it was. I would have liked to spend some time there, but it was like a freaking whirlwind. Gone, man. I wasn't even, not even full 24 hours. No, I wasn't. I wasn't even. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You told me when you got here and when you left, I was like, dang, okay, no.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, it was crazy. I was filming for History Channel, and it was just like the whole
time. Literally the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time I was busy doing something. Let's see. Mueller report, complete total exoneration, Sanders. Oh, Not some wrong Sanders guy, sorry. The Sanders from the White House, not the Bernie Sanders. Got off track there. Graham advises Dems against impeachment. The Dems can't impeach, Graham. You do know, sometimes I wonder how stupid some of these congressmen are. Okay, so y'all understand, even if they could get the 2/3 majority in the House to get an impeachment, they can't get it in the Senate. The Senate's even going to get close.
Joe, well, what can you impeach over? Let's start there.
Well, there's nothing, and they would just look like morons. And see, that's why they're trying to get something going in New York. They're trying to get something against his businesses in New York. They're trying to drum some bullshit up. You see, now, whatever they come up with is going to be suspect, if they can come up with anything, because Trump looks like he's not – I'm telling you guys, I don't think he's as stupid as he looks.
Exactly.
I think he's one of them ones, you know, that you think is stupid, and then you find out, oh, my God, he ain't quite as stupid as we thought he was.
Until entertain
you know, Dean, okay. I have been asking this for 3 years. Show me where he has said something racist, period, or sexist. And I know he's a sexist because I know what kind of man he is, but he hasn't said anything.
There's black guy over there. You just grab him by the pussy. Come on, Joe.
But that's not. See, now that don't count because every person, male or female, has said something derogatory before in private. So you can't use that. Because that's not true. That's being misinformed. Everybody does that. It's just like you'll hear some people who are not even racist may make a racist comment just because they felt like saying it for whatever reason. That shit happens all the time on this planet.
It's still a racist.
Trying to avoid it and say it's not. What I mean is, in his life, you have to show What did he do that would you consider racist? Let's see, a third of his employees are black. Some of the people high up in his companies are black. So almost all of the CEOs are women. So I'm confused. I mean, you judge people by their actions. And obviously, they have not judged this man by his actions. Or if they had.
Honestly, what you're judging by is the fact that he cheated small contractors out of their money, finding anything they did wrong when he was in a financial bind because he wanted to finish the project. Go after his businesses in terms of the business, not some racist, sexist, whatever. So that's where you go.
And then even in that, he's had four bankruptcies in 151 companies. That's better than Bill Gates.
Right, right.
Oh, Bill Gates, by the way, has filed bankruptcies on companies that have left people in the cold. So has Tesla Motors. So has the Apple Corporation. We just don't hear about them because they're usually subsidiaries. We don't need them anymore, so let's close. You know, it's just most unfortunately today, the media is so dishonest.
So biased.
It's just ridiculous. Actually, Phil, you know, there have been a lot of suicides lately when it comes to mass shootings and stuff. And I'm not sure, you know, how long can you mourn something? I guess is like, let's say Sandy Hook's been a while now, over a decade. Or Columbine's 25 years.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying. There comes a point in life. Let me finish. Because I've lost a lot of people in my life just recently, about six. So the thing about it is there comes a point in your life where you either have to give in and do like they did and kill yourself, or realize, because let me explain something to y'all. When you lose something, especially if it's close to you, it never actually goes away. It's always there. You can learn to put it away. You can learn to deal with it. You can even learn to duck it and hide it. But it's always there. And you never know what thing might bring it out, what little thing might bring it out. But in the end, there's only real two choices, people. There's only really two choices. Either make yourself better and get the help it needs to do it, or off yourself, because there's nothing in between.
But
just
Willie,
you have to seek out help.
It's not even that simple. You have to accept that they're gone. I mean,
And another thing, don't be talking about this PTSD thing because you're pissing off people who serve.
PTSD.
Whatever. You're pissing people off that serve.
Okay, so let me tell you something. You don't have to have gone to war to have PTSD. Your girl right here has been clinically diagnosed.
But that's what they were talking about. There's a big difference between what they're really talking about and what really goes on. Instead of just looping it all into one thing, they need to, because in order to treat something, you got to understand it. So you need to do it in layers. Okay.
Yes.
You know, seeing a school shooting or being in a school when something happens that you didn't even see is not really enough to warrant it.
That's trauma. That's not PTSD.
But that's what they claim. I was watching them. They claim it. So
what's happening
here is you're taking something that's a legitimate problem and you're giving it to everybody. And all that's going to do is make us stop caring. You have to put it on the right
and
people.
Medications. It makes us, so you need this medicine. But see, PTSD, people don't understand. Okay, so people go through trauma frequently. Like the entire country of the United States went through trauma at 9/11. And New Zealand just went through trauma with the mass shooting because they're not used to it. We are. They're not. So they just went through a traumatic experience. That does something to the entire people of an entire country.
Somebody asked me the other day if I would move from New Zealand. I had to say yes.
Why?
Because this is one of the smartest things I've ever heard anybody in either political party say. You don't make decisions in the heat of something.
Yes, true.
So you don't. So you're banning these things for whatever reason. Okay, yeah. So like just put this in, you know, they're banning bump stocks, right? Which is going to go to the Supreme Court and be challenged. Because one person, there's 500,000 of them out there, but one person killed some people. So wait. In the last year, in this country, there have been at least 30 people killed by automobiles where somebody used them as a weapon. But I don't see anybody wanting to ban cars. That's bullshit. You're going to ban a gun.
Integral to our society. However, with the bum stocks, the bum stock violates our current laws.
It doesn't violate the Constitution, which is going to get challenged on. Because let me explain to y'all again, the Constitution is very clear in this. Okay, everybody gets confused about the right to own arms. It's the right to form a militia. In order to form a militia to defend yourself against the government, you have to be able to use weapons that they use. Yeah. So in other words, you can't take a six-shooter handgun up against an M16. Honestly, and every time this goes in front of the Supreme Court, it gets overturned because it's clear in what it says. We, the people, are allowed to defend ourselves from within against a government.
Joe, can we take like 5 minutes out of Dr. J? I'm sorry. I love him so much, but I just want to say something real quick. Sure. I actually, so in terms of y'all wanting to know what my actual political view is. So my mom was shot in the head by a handgun. And it has forever changed her life, my whole family's life. However, I like guns in terms of them being the ultimate tool for humanity to survive comparative. Like, you got an ape or an orangutan that's 10-something, whatever times, as stronger than you. And you got to defend yourself. All right, well, a gun would be handy. It also help you hunt. However, it's our intellect. We sacrifice strength for intellect. However, when it comes to the Second Amendment specifically, if you really think we're not going to get to a point where the government will overstep their bounds, well, we're already there, we're already living our Orwellian. However, yeah, the Second Amendment in terms of a well-organized and regulated militia, well, yeah. However, I'm at a point right now where I'm like, well, the government's military has way too much technology that a civilian can't really handle. Those bikers, you know, veterans, AKA, you know, might have a knowledge of it, but this is a tricky balance. I want us to be able to defend ourselves against the government, Red Dawn style, where the Russians took over, whatever. But I don't see us being able to actually live up to that. I don't see it being practical at all. I don't want an American citizen, civilian, to have a drone or, you know.
Well, we already got drones.
Civilian? No, you know what I mean. A stealth.
No, bomber. I'm serious. We got you can get a pretty serious drone if you're a civilian these days.
A stealth drone. Okay.
I can make you a stealth drone. That's not even that complicated.
The one the Chinese got with the nose blown off, and they still reverse engineered it. I don't want an American civilian having that because there aren't the checks and balances to regulate their morality. And we need to work on regulating the morality of our military as well as the financial efficiency. You know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of factors. However, I do support the Second Amendment. I don't want crazy people having guns. I don't necessarily trust anybody with the technology the military has. I would rather that be in the hands of professionals. So I don't know. I really don't know. I am in the middle because I don't know. The guy who shot my mom, well, he shouldn't have had a gun. I'm not going to have a gun because...
Oh, you know, that's a good segue because I heard something interesting today by a couple of different politicians, and most of them Southern politicians, but I heard a couple of Northern ones talk about it, that they are in agreement that guns are not really the problem. Mental health care, because all these suicides is the problem. Because we should be recognizing these children and even these fathers who are killing. Look, we know when you go through a traumatic experience...
Children and fathers.
Why don't someone, you know, it should be a concerted effort to check up on these people. You know, we always talk about the religious community and what happened to them. Why in the old days, they'd always been checking up on them, saying, hey, what's up? How you doing? You know, but it's not happening today. It's just not happening. And we're losing people. You know, I was looking at these young girls who offed themselves in the last few days. And I mean, this is just a terrible waste of life.
Yes.
I mean, you know, they looked articulate. They looked intelligent. They look like they really could have had a bright future ahead of them, but because someone wasn't, and you know what, and I shouldn't say that because I want to blame it on someone, but if they were smart, and she, like the one girl was a yoga teacher and she was always outgoing, she might have been able to hide it. And then one day just had it. Yeah,
exactly. It's not about smart. Like, do we want to get real? We don't have enough time to get real, but let's get real.
Or there's one other problem here. I find this a lot in children commit suicide that a lot of times there's drugs involved, especially things like downers or Xanax or stuff like that.
It doesn't have to be that. Like you and I talk personally for a second, maybe in terms of the statistics, but it doesn't have to be that. You really don't know. So I don't want the parents to blame themselves, but society has to look at itself and wonder why we're not putting the focus on mental health and we're just trying to take things away from people versus we should be able to have anything but be responsible and moral about it. So we have to look at ourselves and
that's a good point, because when are we going to stop? Okay, we've become a nation of somebody makes a mistake, so we penalize everybody.
Everybody.
And I'm going to tell you all again, you know, you hate it on the smokers. You hate it on the gun people. cars kill more people than guns or smokers. By far, well, people. And wait, wait, worse than that. Worse than that. Cars on average maim between 400 and 800,000 people every year. It's usually about 500,000 adults and about 300,000 children every year. Guns and smoking, nothing even comes close to that. We're not even talking about what the hell they do to the environment. But yet, for some reason, because we're hypocrites, we don't want to talk about that. And every time somebody brings up guns or anything else to me, I'm like, well, let's talk about cars for a little while. Oh, I don't want to give up my car. Well, I don't want to give up my gun.
Joe. What were those last few big terrorist attacks using? Trucks.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's to a point where if every time somebody uses a weapon to do something, we're just going to be what? A nation with nothing? It's not working, people.
Nothing.
Stop blaming the gun. Stop blaming the car. Start blaming the person.
Yes.
Cowards. I don't know why people don't blame. Mueller report found no Russian vindicates Trump. Washington, D.C. in an uproar.
Yeah.
Well, half of Washington, D.C. is an uproar.
Half.
The other
less
half.
Than half.
Because you know some of the GOPs didn't really know if he'd been colluding or not.
A lot of us are like, okay, it's done. Cool. Move on.
I'm with that. Move on. But the Democrats can't. They can't let it go. As it stands right now, this was the only real hope they had to win in 2020.
Exactly. It's so funny. When you put all your hope in one thing.
This is a rough one for my pot-smoking friends. I told y'all, but y'all never listened to me. Daily marijuana use and highly potent weed linked to psychosis. Got hardcore evidence that you everyday users who use the really, really strong shit like the oils and the waxes, it can cause psychosis.
Okay.
So now they're going to have to rethink the legalization of marijuana because I told Erin again, stop making the cookies, stop
you
making the oils, just put marijuana out there.
Just put it out there.
You're going to hurt us all because you're hard-headed.
No, Joe, you don't have to do that. You just have the CBD focus. Less THC, more CBD. It's not even.
Oh, and whoever sent me this, I loved it. I wish I could show you. It's not on that screen. I wish I could. Somebody sent me. So a friend of mine works at a car dealership, and a young person came in with an older car and wanted to know why his iPhone charging port is scratching his screen and not charging. He was sticking it in the cassette tape hole.
Wow.
I'm thinking. I want to meet this kid.
That person is under 20.
I'm thinking people. And it says cassette on the stupid thing, man. I'm like, come on.
No, because if you're not familiar with the technology, you don't know.
That's probably.
But you're supposed to stick your audio cable into a cassette and put it into
television?
That.
Lord have mercy. Yeah. Anyway, guys, I know we got to get out of here because Dr. J is coming on. Dr. J is probably going, oh, Joe wouldn't even let me come on last week because I wasn't home on. You were on his show last week, but last Thursday I was supposed to be on his show and I actually had to go do something else.
Oh, Joe.
Michael Angley on late.
Dr. J is a gem. He is the best. Stay tuned.
We had to get Angry Angley on.
Yeah. Angry Angley.
Mr. Angley.
He's smart. Y'all love him.
He's a good newser, man. All right, guys and girls, we're going to get out of here again. I want to thank you. Whoops. Sorry about that. I said that and then I lied to y'all. Okay, let's try that again.
Yeah, we're getting out of here. Love you. Good night. Thank you for tuning in to News on the Flip Side Light, Monday edition with Joe Montalda and Lily White. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Sleep tight. For you Trump people, yay. For you non-Trump people, well, you know, life bites them. You know, I bet you Dr. J's happy. Dr. J, you happy?
I am happy.
Did you happy for Trump?
What did I what for? Yeah, the Mueller investigation. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, Jesus. It is about time. But you know what? I'm not happy that these Dems are out of control and they won't leave this man alone launching their own
probe. Cover up.
Get excited, Whataburger fans. Our one-of-a-kind mushroom Swiss burger is back.
If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger.
Two patties, two slices of Swiss cheese, two layers of mushrooms. These mushrooms are beautiful.
It's a really good balance between hearty and savory. That au jus sauce on top.
The creamy au jus sauce. It really sets it apart.
Just adds flavor that makes you go, wow. It is just absolutely amazing.
It's not just a mushroom Swiss burger. It's a Whataburger mushroom Swiss burger. Here for a limited time.
The delicious sound of McDonald's breakfast sausage hitting the grill. Hot and savory sausage that makes any breakfast a great one. And if sausage is the taste you love, you're gonna love this savory deal. Because now you can get three tasty breakfast sandwiches for just $1. A Sausage McGriddles, Sausage McMuffin, or Sausage Biscuit, now each for just a buck. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.